أيها الذين آمنوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا صدق الله العظيم. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The subject given to me for the discussion of this sitting is how to raise children in the USA and the role of the Islamic school. I want to clarify four points relating to this very crucial subject affecting the lives of the Muslim Ummah today. Firstly, I would like to emphasize the importance of the question of the education of our children. Unless we appreciate fully the required importance, the importance of raising our children in an Islamic atmosphere, we cannot step forward towards achieving the goal of raising our children in accordance with the dictates of the Holy Quran and Sunnah. For this purpose, I have just cited a verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. It means that, O those who believe, save yourself and your family from the fire. And the fire there means the fire of hell, the fire of sin, the fire of un-Islamic activities, the fire of un-Islamic life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an absolute command that it is not enough for a Muslim to save himself only from the fire of hell. It is also obligatory on him to save his own children, his family members from the fire of hell. It means that if there is someone who performs 5 times prayer a day, he is regular in performing prayer, he regularly attends the holy mosque, but his children are going astray, his children are running an un-Islamic life, and they are not abstaining from the major sins prohibited by the Holy Quran and Sunnah, prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is not enough for a Muslim. It is not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires us to run our life. In our times, we see many of us who are very punctual in performing prayer. We are very punctual in fasting in Ramadan. They regularly pay zakat and often offer hajj and umrah. But they never care about their children, where they are going. This is not an Islamic way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, save yourself and your family from the fire of hell. And it is an obligation of every Muslim to save his family from the fire of hell. So, sometimes when we are asked that you should educate your children, educate your family, in accordance to run their life in accordance with the Holy Quran and Sunnah, they often, some of us often say that we have many times advised our family members, our children, to abstain from the sins, to observe the Salah, to observe the Ramadan, and observe the teaching from Islam, but what can we do that they are going, actually they are going on their own way, and we have no way to call them back towards Islam. And it is not obligatory on us. They have their own responsibility. We have to start our responsibility by advising them only. So this verse of the Holy Quran is at the same time refutes this argument also. Because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala refers to the fire, that a Muslim should save his family from the fire. It has just it is a metaphorical expression in order to denote that if some father or mother finds his child jumping into the fire, into the real fire, into the worldly fire, if he sees that his child, his son or daughter is jumping into the fire, whether he will restrict himself to giving him just oral advice that you please do not go near the fire, this is very dangerous, this may be fatal for you, and sits down without stopping him from jumping into the fire. If the child, after he gets such an advice from his parents, jumps into the fire, whether there are some parents who will sit down and see and as a spectacular what is going on, and whether they can say that we have discharged our responsibility, that we have advised him not to go near the fire. No parent will ever do like this. They cannot be. They will remain restless. They can't sleep until they pick up their child from the fire. So mere oral advice is not enough unless there is some restlessness in one's heart to bring out his children from the fire. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that the same manner should be adopted in saving one's children from the fire of the hell. He should be restless unless he saves him from the fire. He should pull him out from the fire. Merely oral advice, giving oral advice cannot be enough for a Muslim to discharge his duty according to this holy verse of the Holy Quran. So this is the importance of raising children in Islamic manner. But how to raise? What are the means? What are the requirements for raising our children in accordance with Islamic teaching? This is the major problem, this is the main question. And in that respect, I would refer to the fact that the Muslims, wherever they are under an obligation to establish their own education institutions. Unless they establish their own educational institutions, they cannot save their children from un-Islamic attitudes, un-Islamic thoughts, un-Islamic life. So the first obligation on every Muslim in each country is to establish Islamic education institutions. And particularly in this part of the world, where the Muslims are in minority, where the main education institutions are totally running in a totally different manner and totally different direction. So in this country, and wherever the Muslims are in minority, they are under an obligation to establish their own educational institutions. These educational institutions of two kinds. Firstly, educational institutions where the Holy Quran and the basic teachings of Islam are being taught. Like you can establish a small maktab or a small madrasa in a mosque where the children could be given the teachings of basic Islamic teachings. And this is being done in many other mosques and Islamic centers in North America, as all of you know. But I would refer to another step which is more necessary in my eyes. That is to establish your own educational institutions where both the secular and the Islamic studies are taught. If your child is studying in a secular educational institution, Western educational institution, and for 1 hour you spare him in the for the mosque,
he learns the Holy Quran, for example, or he learns the some of ahadith of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. What he learns within 1 hour cannot wash off what he has learned in the education institution, the Western education institution. So the Muslims should establish their own institution where both the secular and have been given to the children. And I, on my advice, alhamdulillah, in some parts of America also, and some in some parts of South Africa, the Muslims have already have been able to establish such institutions. They don't go to the Western education institutions. They teach their children all the secular subjects, all the secular subjects, and simultaneously the basic Islamic teaching. Then another important factor for the education of children is the atmosphere of the institute. Not only the curriculum, but also the atmosphere affects the life of the student. So if you establish your own educational institution and develop an Islamic atmosphere therein, and you teach your children both secular sciences and the Islamic sciences simultaneously, it is the only solution, only lasting solution for the problem of the new generation as faced by the Muslims in America or in the other parts of the country. Unless we are able to establish our own institution, we cannot face this challenge which we are facing now. We cannot meet this challenge which we are facing now. So, sometimes some brothers say that it requires a huge money, a large scale of money, and they have no such resources as they could establish such institutions. But I say that if the Muslims are appreciate the importance of this task, then the resources can be available. And as I told you earlier, that in many parts of the country, Muslims have established such institutions. This is the question of life and death for Muslims. So if you can expend money on your building your house, you can expend money for purchasing your car, why you are not able to spare some of your wealth, some of your income for this purpose? So the basic requirement and the basic need of the Muslims of today is to establish their own institution. You can see the Jews have established their own institution. They teach their children not in the Christian or in the secular institutes. They have established their own institutes where the children are being taught all the subjects with the Jewish studies. But the Muslims have not been able to establish such institutions. So the second point which I was going to emphasize is to feel the necessity and importance of this proposal. The third point which needs our attention is that until we are able to establish our own educational institutes, whether religious or secular, It is an obligation on each head of the family that he should spare some time to educate his people, to read some books, before the children, to educate the children in accordance to run their life according to Islam. He is under obligation to teach him Salah, to teach him Zakah, to teach the fundamentals of Islam to his children. If you spare half an hour daily to read some Islamic book to the members of the country and to educate them, it will gradually help educating them then and providing them the necessary Islamic information, inshallah. And the fourth point, which is no less important, is that the basic method of raising children in accordance with Islam is to provide them a practical example. If the head of the family does not give a beautiful and a good example before his child, he cannot expect his children to grow in an Islamic way. There is a hadith of the Hadith Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where it is reported that in the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person got a child. He wanted to take the child in his lap, so he got it. The child was reluctant. He was not coming. So he, in order to persuade him, he said, "I'll give you some sweets." So when he said, I'll give you some sweets, the child came in his lap and he raised him. Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying all this when he saw that he had promised the child to give him some sweets. He asked the person whether you had that sweet which you had promised that child to give. He said, "Yes, I had, and if he comes, I'll give him the sweet." Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you did not have the sweet and you have promised the child only to persuade him, in that case you have committed two sins. One, to tell a lie, and second, to educate a child that telling lie is not a sin. It will affect the child that he feels that telling lie is not a major sin. And when my father or my elder is telling a lie, then in that case, there is no harm if I tell a lie. So this denotes that Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized that a head of the family should present a beautiful example, a practical example of Islamic life before his children. If you are prohibiting your children from something and yourself are committing the same practice, then this advice will go in vain, without fruit. So there are four points. Firstly, feeling the importance, appreciating the importance of the education of children. Secondly, to establish the religious institutes in the mosque. Thirdly, to establish secular educational institutions where the Islamic education is given combined by the secular education. And fourthly, to educate the children within the four walls of the home, of the house, sparing some time for educating the children. And fifthly, to present before them a practical example which they can follow. These are five points to be remembered in this regard. And I regret that this time I feel a bit tired and could not give you a detailed account of the Islamic teachings in the matter of the education of the children, but these are some five points which can be remembered and which can throw some light on what way we should raise our children, especially in this part of the world. And inshallah, we will have some other time to discuss these matters in more detail. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.